slightly different economic development question. I know that the various stakeholders are working with East West Gateway on figuring out projects if the transportation tax passes in August. Is your administration involved in that, and what's it been like so far, if you're knowledgeable about that?
Okay. We are putting together projects we've got a list of projects, a lot of things that we want to try to accomplish in the city of St. Louis. What's happened now is MoDOT is really doesn't have enough money to just maintain the stuff that they already have in place. So what we want to do is make sure we have the resources necessary to build a good, strong transportation infrastructure and to improve it in every way. And so that doesn't just include roads and bridges. It also includes, as far as I'm concerned, mass transit. There isn't enough money, virtually no money from the state that on a regular basis that goes into our transit. So we also want to focus in the city of St. Louis on alternative modes of transportation to make St. Louis an easier place to get around and to walk and bike, as well as to use transit.
Now, obviously, it's kind of a preliminary list, although it might be decided pretty soon because of the August vote. And any money that would come from the state that would go to transit would be a paradigm shift, because it's basically going from zero to something. But I know some people who are very pro transit looked at the initial list and they say too focused on highways, not enough on transit. Is that your understanding too, or do you think that there's just going to be some highway projects that are just desperately needed that are going to get maybe more money than transit at this point?
Well, I can tell you from our standpoint, transit's very important, and I don't know what list you're talking about, but we are involved in helping put together a priority of projects, and certainly that's something we'll complete very soon.
Now, obviously, this is all moot if the transportation tax doesn't pass. Number one, are you confident that it's going to be able to pass? And two, are you going to campaign at all for it?
No, you can never be too confident on. You can never be confident on any kind of tax being passed, on a statewide basis relative to transportation. There hasn't been a whole lot of success in the past on that. So one of the things that are going to be very important is to make sure that the case is made for the need, that this is something that's absolutely necessary. We do have a high number of roads per capita compared to other states around the country, and the roads and bridges are in a huge state of repair overall. Generally speaking, they really need a lot of maintenance and improvement. And then, of course, from the transit standpoint, I think we need to do more there as well. So there has to be an approach that's going to be able to get the support of enough people, of course, to get this thing passed. That's something we can't take for granted, and certainly the case is going to have to be made. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to make sure that the ballot measure is something I can support as well. That's why we're at the table and trying to make sure we put our list together.
So is your support contingent on mass transit playing a sizable role or getting a certain amount of transit funding?
Well, here's what I will tell you is that, first of all, right now and for a long period of time, there hasn't been additional funding available. And as we know, it's needed. So yeah, I'm going to be looking at this thing from a different perspective. Couple of different perspectives. One is, I represent the city of St. Louis. We have needs that need to be met. But of course, at this point, money's pretty much dried up. We need money at a state. We need money at the statewide level too, and at a regional level. So, I'm going to be looking at this thing, very carefully. And of course, the first thing that I think that's important is that we do need a statewide transportation plan that needs to be funded. And I recognize that, and we're part of an overall state as we go forward. So, I'm certainly not. I'm not saying that. That I'm not going to support this thing. That's not. Don't take that anywhere. What I'm saying is, we're trying to find ways to make sure that if there's going to be something on the ballot, it's going to be something that's going to be palatable, not just for the state, but also for the people of St. Louis, the people I represent.
It's one of the concerns. I mean, this has been kind of a strange proposal politically, because there's been Republicans and Democrats who have supported it and Republicans and Democrats who have opposed it. Is one of the concerns that the fact that the sales tax would go up by 0.75%, it could be regressive toward St. Louis's poor and middle class communities, or is the need just so great that something has to be done?
Well, it's a combination. There is an issue with the sales tax being, you know, so high. I mean, this will really raise our sales tax at a very high level, but at the same time, we do need the money, and other modes of taxing have not been successful in the past. I know they've tried other things, and certainly the polling and other things show that the gas tax is something that is very, very difficult, not impossible to get passed on the statewide level. The state has rejected tolls, which is another way to fund these things, so they've really run out of options in terms of what type of revenues are going to be able to be generated to meet the transportation needs for the state. So, yeah, that's something that I think really, that's kind of a dichotomy that those that are that the state's faced with, and one that they've decided they're going to go this route. So from our standpoint, I mean, if this is the way it has to be done, so be it. But let's make sure that we've got a list that, you know, that it's going to make sense for the state.
So bottom line, just so we make sure we write your position quickly, you're not opposed to it, but you're kind of waiting and seeing what the list is before saying I'm absolutely going to vote for this.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that we need some additional revenues. We need revenues to support a statewide transportation plan. I am for that. I know that that's necessary to get that done. But in the meantime, we're going to be working on trying to make it in the best it can be, for, not just for the state, but also for the St. Louis region.
Just philosophically.
We're going to continue to work on that. I mean, again, this is what the legislator is presenting us with. I want it to be successful, and I want to make sure that, you know, if it's going to be successful, that we're certainly weighing in on you know, what it's going to look like. And I'm not just talking about the city, I'm talking about the St. Louis region.
You think about transit in the city, just philosophically, do you like big Metrolink north-south lines, streetcars through the city, and more buses?
Yes, and yes. I like bus rapid transit. I like, more metro, and certainly like the trolley and the streetcar concepts as well. Because density is something that that really does help drive these things, and I think we've got the density in the city. More and more people are choosing alternative modes of transportation. They want to live in a city that's easy to get around in, that where you can walk, bike, and get good access to transit, so you can get where you're going without getting in a car and spending all that gas money, which is another issue about, you know, why the gas tax is something that, you know, some of the state officials are concerned about, because people are using cars less now than they did in the past, and as that happens, the gas tax tends to go, gets depleted. So, to me, transit, bus rapid transit, metro, and other alternative modes of transportation. I like what we're doing to create more bikeable city, a city that's supported by the Great Rivers Greenway, the whole region. The more easily we're connected, the more easy it is to get around, the more we're going to attract knowledge workers and workers that are going to be going to places like working in places like downtown, the Central West End, and Cortex. That's kind of what is driving density, and it also helps create an environment that's more attractive for jobs and people. And with